I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 6 months ago, hundreds of thousands of Rohingya people fled Myanmar for Bangladesh. So far, nobody's returned, and not many may want to. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
80% of all the refugees were women and children. So this is a very vulnerable people group. And as they're going back into Myanmar, they just want guarantees. They want what any human being would want, and that would be assurances of safety, protection, freedom to the extent that it's available. Just basic human dignity rights is what they're interested in.
World Mission is giving the refugees food, clean water filters, and audio Bibles. And through it, Kelly says people are coming to Christ. Let's continue to pray for hope and that the Rohingya will continue listening. And finally, we celebrated International Women's Day this week, a reminder that some women still face inequality on a daily basis. Take India, for example, where education is often out of reach for young women. Donna Glass of India Partners.
Because they often are remote roads, the parents do not feel that they can send their daughters to go to another town because they'd be often traveling in the dark before or after school.
India Partners' vision? An India rich with hope, justice, and compassion. When it comes to women, that starts with sewing classes that help women provide for their families.
We hear the stories of the misery that some of these women were in before they go through the tailoring training, and the hope it gives them that, you know, life is going to get better.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.